God bless you. I want to welcome you to Bina Revival and Apostolic Ministries. In this ministry, you just heard a shofar being blown. That is the instrument we use to cry an alarm to the body of Christ. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out and meet him. In Matthew chapter 25, in verse 6, God has ordained us with this commission to cry this alarm to the four worlds, four corners of the earth, to wake up the elect to this most important feast of trumpet that is about to be prophetically fulfilled as the next agenda in God's kingdom. God has a program, and his programs are getting fulfilled from one feast to another. We discovered there are seven feasts God asked the children of Israel to proclaim in Leviticus chapter 23. Seven of those feasts: the feast of Passover, the feast of unleavened bread, the feast of first fruits, then the feast of Pentecost, then the feast of trumpet and atonement, and tabernacle, the feast of tabernacle. So these seven feasts, out of these seven feasts, we've seen the fulfillment of four, and have been fulfilled in an order. That is to tell us that the next feast to be fulfilled is the feast of trumpet. So in this particular commission, we have been ordained of God to proclaim the current issues in the kingdom. And the current issue in the kingdom is the fulfillment of this feast of trumpets, which holds imagery of the Lord's return and the first resurrection. So we use this horn to prophetically position ourselves in Joel chapter 2 in verse 1. Let's start from that scripture. In Joel chapter 2 in verse 1. Joel chapter 2 in verse 1. We start to read. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountains. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is near at hand. Just like John the Baptist, when he was asked, who are you and what are you doing, he told them that he is a voice that is crying in the wilderness. Midnight cry, the cry in the midnight, has its origin or draws its strength for the fulfillment or part fulfillment of that particular scripture. Let's see that scripture again. In Matthew chapter 25, in verse 6. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Go ye out to meet him. And what do we cry with? We cry with the trumpet. Second Chronicles in chapter 13. 2 Chronicles in chapter 13, in verse 12. And behold, God himself is with us for our captain, and his priest with sounding trumpets to cry alarm against you. To cry an alarm against you. So the trumpet is used to cry an alarm. So we use the trumpet, that is the instrument with which we use to cry these alarm, to remind the church, to announce to the church, get ready, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Because since Jesus died on the cross, rose and ascended to heaven, has been quite some a time now, and that has caused the body of Christ to sleep. But when the midnight had begun to cry, and God has ordained us in that position to fulfill that role, and we are crying so that the church may wake up, and the church may wake up to the reality that her husband she has loved to see is coming. Get ready for her. Get ready for him in the name of Jesus. So we use this instrument to, like I said earlier, we blow the shofar to cry this alarm. We use the shofar to cry this alarm. So in our meetings, we raise 7 shofars. We blow 7 shofars addressing the 7 churches, the 7 messages the Lord has for the 7 churches in Revelation chapter 2-3. Because actually what the Lord is doing there is to trim the church. And we discover that after the blowing or the crying by the midnighter, the virgins woke up and began to trim. So our message is designed so that the body of Christ may begin to trim herself for this neutral flight. So we cry, we blow this shofar 7 times. And that is to fulfill a number of prophecies. And is also a mystery. So we want to quickly look at the primary reason why we cry. We cry with the shofar so that the church may wake up and be ready for the fulfillment of this feast of trumpet, and also to remind the church to be ready. Get used to this trumpet, because that is the next thing you are going to hear in the name of Jesus. So we want to see other benefits that will partake when we hear the shofar being blown. When the shofar is being blown, there are other benefits that will come in contact us. Number 1, it is an instrument of divine judgment. It is an instrument of what? Divine judgment. In Numbers chapter 10, we are told amongst what the trumpet that God asked Moses to, you know, make. God asked Moses to make 2 trumpets, silver colored trumpets. And one of the reasons for making that trumpet is to blow a battle cry when they enter into the land the Lord has given to them. So the horn, when blown, is an instrument of warfare. It is what? An instrument of what? Warfare. When you blow the horn, God releases his arrow or his sword. When the horn is being blown, God releases his arrow or his sword into the camp of what? The enemies. Just as you have heard this shofar being blown, God has released his sword and his arrow on your behalf in the camp of those who oppress you in the name of Jesus. The weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal but mighty through God in pulling down strongholds. Strongholds around your calling and destiny must come down, just as we had this shofar being blown in the name of Jesus. How do I know? In Zechariah chapter 9 in verse 14, that is a wonderful scripture. It says, and the Lord shall be seen over them, and he shall cast forth his arrow like lightning, and the Lord shall blow the trumpet, and he shall go with the whirlwind of the south. Now, when the trumpet is being blown, the arrow of the Lord is being released. The sword of the Lord is being released. We saw that in the book of Judges. And God commissioned Gideon to blow the trumpet. He said, blow the trumpet and declare, this is the sword of the Lord and the sword of Gideon. And there was a dream to that effect. When Gideon was afraid to go into the battle, he had a dream being shared, and the meaning is the sword. And the 300 soldiers that Gideon used to defeat the Midianites, they cried with this shofar. They blew it and entered into the camp. The Bible says the Midianite and the children of the east began to fight against themselves. So you discover that when the shofar is being blown, arrows are being released. And this arrow that is being released, God releases this arrow towards the east. Let's see the scripture in 2 Chronicles. Sorry, no. Let's see the scripture in 2 Kings, where God releases arrow to the east. and what he did. 2 Kings in chapter 13, in verse 17. And he said, open the window eastward, and he opened it. Then Elisha said, shoot, and he shot. And he said, the arrow of the Lord's deliverance, and the arrow of deliverance from Syria, for thou shalt smite the Syrians in Aphek till thou have consumed them. Yeah, we discover that when the shofar is being blown, God releases his weapons of warfare. It could be an arrow, it could be a sword. In the case of Gideon, God releases his sword. In your own case, God could release his sword or his arrow. But something is sure that the weapons of God's vengeance is released. If it is the arrow is being released towards the east. And there is something spectacular about the east. Number one, about the east. When the arrow of the Lord is released towards the east, it tells the sun, listen to me, O sun. Never you perform the enterprise of the plan of the wicked over your life. Because when God releases his arrow, to stop the plans of the enemy so that they will not be executed. The enemy can plan. You can't stop him from planning. Satan have not been bound. He will be bound about when Jesus comes. He will be put in prison at that time. But right now he's moving about, doing a whole lot of havoc. Plans. He plans exactly and tries to execute it. But the Bible makes us understand that when God releases his arrow, the enemy can no longer perform their enterprise. That is why in this year 2020, the enemy can never execute whatever he has planned. So when God releases arrow towards the eastward, he tells the east, he tells the arrow, he tells the sun, and says, son, listen to me. Never you execute the plans of the enemy over my children. Let's see that scripture. In Psalm 21, we are reading in verse 11 and 12. It says, for they intended evil against thee, they imagined the mischievous device which they are not able to perform. Therefore shall thou make them turn their back when thou shalt make ready thy arrows upon thy strings against the face of them. So when the shofar is being blown, when the trumpet is being blown, God releases his arrow like lightning towards the east to stop the execution of evil plans. That is why I know this year no plan of the enemy will ever see the surface of the sun in the name of Jesus. Another thing God does with his arrow towards the east is this. The arrow of the Lord is like a lightning. The arrow of the Lord is what? When he casts it forth, is what? Like what? A lightning. So when the arrow of the Lord is being cast forth towards the east, it activates the west wind. No, it activates the eastern wind. In Job chapter 38, we are reminded in that scripture in Job chapter 38, in verse 17, Job 38, are you there? In verse 24, he said, by what way is the light parted, which scattered the east wind upon the earth? So the arrow of the Lord is cast forth like a lightning. So when the arrow of the Lord is cast towards the east, it activates the eastern wind. It scatters upon the earth. So this shofar you've had has caused the east wind to be scattered on the earth on your behalf. And the east wind, one of the things it does is to do what? Open closed doors. Like the children of Israel, they passed through the Red Sea via the east wind. I see the east wind of God released right now for you to pass through to your next level in the name of Jesus. So another benefit or service we will come in contact when we hear the shofar is The second benefit now is that it sparks off fire of revival. It sparks off fire of revival. The horn that has been blown, you've just heard now, sparks off what? Fire of what? Revival. In Matthew chapter 25, in verse 7. In Matthew 25, in verse 7. Our anchor scripture has been verse 6. We want to look at verse 7. He said, let me start from 6. He said, at midnight there was a cry made, the instrument of shofar being blown. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out and meet him. Now, verse 7 said, then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. Now, revival causes an awakening. There is an awakening. There is a spiritual sensitivity that has come upon you right now to be sensitive to the plan and programs of God, and also to be sensitive to the plan and programs of the wicked one. So now that you know the program of God for your life this year, you discover that you will now align. Now that you know the plan of the enemy for you this year, it can no longer perform it. Because we are reminded in 2 Corinthians in chapter 2 verse 11, we say, for we are not ignorant of the devices of the enemy, lest they perform. So enemy takes advantage of us when we are ignorant. But this sparks of revival, fire of revival that has come upon you right now, you will begin now to know the steps the enemy has taken and the steps you will use to counter them in the name of Jesus Christ. That is your lot and there's your portion in the name of Jesus. Now, the third benefit that the shofar you've just had that will bring your way is that it brings the presence of God. It brings what? The presence of God in your way. When you are in a shofar service, when you've had a shofar and you shout hallelujah, you are just welcoming the arrival of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. In that scripture, we are reminded in Zechariah chapter 9 in verse 14, you see that the Lord shall be seen over them, and he shall cast forth his arrow like lightning. And the Lord will blow his trumpet, and he shall go with the whirlwind of the south. So the whirlwind of the south is the instrument that brings his arrival. In fact, the driver of God is the wind. In Psalm chapter 18 in verse 10, Psalm 18 in verse 10, you will discover that God actually shows up with the wind. The wind is the driver of God. Psalm 18, in verse 10, I say, he rode upon a cherub and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. He did fly upon the wings of the wind. So when the shofar is being blown, God shows up. And the driver is the wind. It could be the whirlwind of the south. It could also be the western wind. These are the drivers of God to the location where this shofar has been blown. And what happens? There is no miracle you have been expecting God for that his presence will not do in your life. For 25 years, Abraham has been expecting this miracle son. But God showed up in the company of two angels. And that was the beginning, that was the manifestation of that his miracle boy called Isaac. They said, by this time next year, according to the time of life, you will have that your Isaac. I decree right now, according to the time of life, by this time next year, that miracle you are believing God for will come into your hands in the name of Jesus. By this time next year, you will conceive and deliver in the name of Jesus. The sword of the Lord is working for you right now. I see the sword of the Lord pointing to your location, causing vengeance in the camp of the enemy. Hallelujah. Causing the return of that blessing that has been held captive. That is your lot and portion in this trumpet service in the name of Jesus. Another benefit we want to look at, that is the fourth benefit, is when the shofar is being blown, it brings church growth. It brings what? Church growth. In Numbers chapter 10, we discover there that when God asked Moses to construct or create this trumpet, he gave him specific orders what the trumpet should do. The blowing of the trumpet and the sounding of the alarm. When the trumpet is being blown, the elders of the land gather to the tabernacle. When two of the trumpet is blown, the people and the elders, they gather. So, I want you to understand, when the trumpet is being blown over your altar, church altar, it will cause the people of the land to tremble, and they want to gather at the place where this trumpet is being blown so that they could hear the message the Lord has for the people of the land. So maybe in your church setting, people are finding it difficult because of principalities and powers, territorial demons over where your church is located. But I want to tell you, when you invite a priest that is ordained of God to blow the trumpet, to blow the shofar, to blow the horn, it will scatter evil network and make the people around that location to be sensitive, and they will begin to find their way to that altar to come and hear the word the Lord has in your mouth. Praise the Lord. So why not call us today? Invite us to blow the shofar over your altar, the ground and the pillar of the truth, and the people of the land, it will come. He said, blow the trumpet in Zion, sound an alarm on my holy mountain, let the people of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, and it is near. So it is an awakening. It causes revival in the land so that the people will come to listen. By this shofar you have, people of the land will come to your marketplace. They will come to your shop to buy in the name of Jesus. If you are selling things that will bring glory to God, people, when the shofar is being blown over your service center, or you bring offering from your marketplace and you bring it to the shofar service and cast it as an offering, and the shofar is blown over your sacrifice, it will cause more sales. It brings prosperity your way in the name of Jesus. You would have had the shofar this year. I declare over that your marketplace. I declare over that your altar. Let people begin to come. Let men begin to come. Let a silent wind begin to blow men towards your agenda in the name of Jesus. Let men begin to find favor and come your way in the name of Jesus. Now, the fourth benefit we want to look at is that, okay, we'll look at the fourth benefit. The fifth benefit is that it is the sixth, no, the fifth benefit is that when the horn is sounding alarm, the church begins to move. When the horn is being blown, when the horn sounds an alarm, the church begins to do what? Move. Like the in that Numbers chapter 10, where we took our point from, you know, when the horn is used to blow an alarm, the camp begins to move forward. Now I decree over your life this year, there shall be no more stagnation. You will begin to move from one level to another level in the name of Jesus. You can't be stagnated again. You would have had this horn being blown. Your children are moving forward. Your career is moving forward. Your finances is moving forward. Your marriage is entering into a honeymoon again in the name of Jesus. Again, another benefit. This is the seventh one, which we want to look at. It is an instrument of deliverance. It is what? An instrument of what? Deliverance. In Isaiah chapter 27, in verse 13. Isaiah chapter 27, in verse 13. You that have had this particular horn blown, there is no deliverance you desire that God will not give you in the name of Jesus. The Bible said by a prophet, Israel was delivered. Also by a prophet, Israel was also what? Preserved. Israel was delivered from Egypt. Israel came out from the land of Egypt, and that was called what? Deliverance. Now, when the shofar is being blown, when the trumpet is being blown, people will leave the land of captivity. Amen. Isaiah 27:13, and it shall come to pass in that day that a great trumpet shall be blown, and they shall come which we are ready to perish in the land of Assyria, and the outcast in the land of Egypt shall worship the Lord in the holy mountain at Jerusalem. Yeah, we see when the shofar is being blown, people will come out from captivity, people will come out from bondage. Right now, I speak over your life that you are coming out. I see you out from penury. I see you out from depression. I see you out from satanic strong rooms in the name of Jesus. I see this community out from impoverishment. I see the land being delivered from death and barrenness in the name of Jesus. According to the word of the Lord in 2 Kings chapter 2 in verse 21, just as the prophet cast salt upon the land, he said, there shall be no more death and there shall be no more barrenness. I decree over that land that have had this shofar being blown, there shall be no more death. There is deliverance from barrenness. There will be no more fruitless labor in the name of Jesus. You will walk and you will earn results in the name of Jesus. Now, we want to look at the seventh thing when the shofar is in bloom. What is going to do in your life? Turn with me to 1 Kings. Shofar, when blown, gives people new offices, new assignments, kingly role. 1 Kings in chapter 1. Want to read the account of Solomon. Solomon was anointed a king by a priest, and also there was a command that the shofar or the trumpet should be blown. I see somebody here. The Lord is giving a new assignment. I see somebody here rising with a kingly anointing in the name of Jesus. I see somebody here surrounded, being surrounded with a garrison of angels that will back your statements. The Bible says where the word of a king is, that is what? Power. 1 Kings in chapter 1 in verse 39. And Zadok the priest took an horn of oil out of the tabernacle and anointed Solomon, and they blew the trumpet, and all the people said, God save King Solomon. Now you see, the trumpet that I have just heard puts you in a new office, a new commission. God has commissioned somebody here to take the gospel across the nations of the world. Your voice will not just be heard in a local community. Your voice will be heard in the four corners of the earth by this new mandate. You would have heard this horn blown. You would have had this horn blown in January this year, 2020. I decree over your life. Your business, your assignment is reaching to the nations of the world. And you will be involved in a worldwide deliverance of the body of Christ in the name of Jesus. The horn service is packed with power. It's packaged with glory. And you cannot be a partaker of any of the glory that is attached to the horn service that is blown except you have given your life to Jesus. Until you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, it will make no meaning to you. It will just be like a noise of any other thing. But if you accept Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, it will give you opportunity to enter into these mysteries that have been shared already. So if not accepted Jesus, I want to give you 5 minutes, 2 minutes to say, Lord Jesus, come into my life, be my Lord and my Savior. And if you have prayed that prayer with us, I would like you to contact us for you to be baptized immediately in the name of Jesus if you've not been baptized. So I declare over your life right now that all the benefits of this shofar service, of this horn you have had, will be your lot and portion in this year 2020 and beyond in the name of Jesus Christ. Number one, you will become sensitive to the plan and program of God. Number two, God will release his arrow in the camp of your enemies, and it will stop the execution of evil plan against you and your household all this year and beyond in the name of Jesus. It will attract the presence of God your way. It will begin to speak fire. Revival, seriousness, and love for God and his kingdom will be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. I know you are blessed by this service from this commission. I would like you to write us, send us a mail to pastor@midnightcryrevival.org.ng, and you can also log on to our website www.midnightcryrevival.org.ng. check us at our contact page. Fill the contact form. We will receive your mail and we'll respond back to you. Share your testimonies with us. God bless you. Until we hear and see again, Jesus is Lord. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. God bless you.